Hi everyone, welcome to the Brain, Brawn and Business Advice Cast series. It's going to be a podcast no more than 10 minutes long, and it's going to offer listeners advice and support around nutrition, exercise, health, fitness, lifestyle and mindset. It's going to be really practical. It's something you're going to be able to implement into your daily lives to improve your habits and to help you feel better, perform better, and improve your overall daily productivity. So, episode coming up now. I hope you enjoy it. Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 2 of the Advice Cast series. And today's episode is no pain, no gain. And I think it's quite a grey area in the health and fitness industry, because we have a bit of an approach in our mind that we have to keep training as hard as we can, and we have to go through the pain barrier at all costs to get fit and grow. But actually, training is about training smart and effectively. And yes, there needs to be some discomfort out your comfort zone to allow growth and progress, but there is a point where it can't be too much, where it becomes detrimental to your training. So yeah, that's what's covered in this episode. It's only 4.5 minutes long, and it's really short and sharp and to the point. So hopefully you'll get some value from it. It's with my business partner at 40 Fit Dan. And yeah, episode coming up now. I hope you enjoy.
No pain, no gain.
Yeah. It's an interesting one. Because yeah. No pain, no, you know, because we, through professional sport and the years of doing stuff, obviously yeah. We pushed ourselves, Decker Ironman, even another level on from that. So you're going to take yourself to a point. But I think that for general everyday people that aren't playing professional sport or trying to do Decker Ironmans, it's just a complete myth. It's the wrong approach to have. Because first of all, if you're in pain or you're injured, you're not going to train.
Yeah.
And if you're in pain and you're injured, if you're not training, you're not getting fit. You're not staying healthy. So I think whatever you're doing is you've got to work within your capabilities. So yeah, you're not going to pain and, you know, blood, sweat and tears at all costs each session. I think it's very important to have structured gym sessions where you are working, lifting weights at a tempo. You've got rest periods between lifts to allow the body to recover, so then you can correctly lift the weight again.
Yeah.
And through a structured training program, make sure that you've got all of your muscle groups being covered effectively, so you're not overusing one muscle either. So yeah, certainly no pain, no gain is the wrong approach to have. Train consistent, train at a level that works for you, and have a lot of variety within the session. You know, like from a 4D perspective, I mean, when you create the programming, it's so precise to the point of through each series, you're working different muscles through different ranges at different angles.
Yeah.
And that's a real for longevity to anyone. So yeah, not the right way to go. No pain, no gain.
I think like when, yeah, you can finish that one, it's cool. But like when we said like no pain, no gain, it's like it's also learning, and that's probably one of the things that we'll probably talk about tomorrow, so I don't want to go into it too much, but it's like understanding the difference between pain of you're doing it right and you're building up enough sort of metabolites within your muscles that are actually creating like the change in your physiology to actually get gains out of it, yeah, to actually get so you're improving, to this is hurting because I'm actually injured and I've gone too far type thing. It's understanding the difference when you're like, for instance, when you're running, when we've played football, we're doing pre-season, it's your lungs are hurting because you're not getting enough oxygen in. You're dying a little bit there. It feels really, really hard, but that's not as in my knee. I've got really sharp knee pain and I'm doing myself damage here. That's like the no pain, no gain thing, is like to the point where sharp pain, definitely stop altogether. Like get used to being uncomfortable. Uncomfortable is fine. And building your tolerance up to being uncomfortable, excellent. But actually going into that point of actually where you're like hurting yourself and you're breaking down like tissue, or you're actually like, I mean, injuring yourself further, then yeah, you know, you're not a hero for doing that. Yeah. It's not like, oh, well done. Like, and also to the point as well, when you actually train hard, you want to make sure you can actually do the next session as well. So if you actually destroy yourself in your session and you train to the point where your nervous system is just destroyed, you can't train for the rest of the week, then is that beneficial? Like, no, of course not. So actually managing your training to the point where actually you're able to do the next session, you're able to do the next session, you're able to do the next session, and you're continually getting better over those that progressively, that's where you want to be. So you're not there, you're in that like fine ground where you're consistently going upwards.
Yeah.
I think that's where some people can sometimes go over the top with things and can you actually go too far and think that I've got to go all out on every single session. You manage it because the guy who trains the most is the one who's trains the smartest as well, is the guy who's going to get the most progression. If you train to the point where you can't walk for 6 days, like the other guy's trained 3 times or 4 times in that time, you've trained once.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to the Advice Cast series. That was the second episode now. So if you did enjoy that short, sharp blast, then drop me a message. I'd love to know what you found valuable and if it helped in any way. Connect on LinkedIn or any social platforms, Oliver Berquez, or just email me, oliver@4dfit. That's the number 4dfit.co.uk. And look forward to checking in with you at the next episode.